Father, we do thank you for your love and just this opportunity we have to come before you. God, I pray that you would work, God, in these prayer requests that have been mentioned, God, in the unspokens that have been noted. Lord, we know that each of us have needs. As we come before you, we pray that you would be glorified in our lives. God, we pray that you would help us to trust you and to obey you as we go throughout the rest of this week. God, we do pray for just the physical needs that have been noted, some among us and some away from us. God, we pray that you would be glorified, that you would heal these bodies, God, and just the physical issues with them. And Lord, then the spiritual needs that have been noted. Lord, we pray that we know you are not just a great physician, but you are the healer of hearts. And God, we pray that you would work in all of the spiritual conditions that have been mentioned. And Lord, we think of Mother's Day coming up. We do pray for many kids to come for their mothers. God, in a sense, we know that in and of itself is not the greatest motivation, but God, our prayer is that they would come for their mothers, that they would hear your truth, and that you would work in their hearts. God, some that maybe they need to get saved, others they just need to get right with you. And so we just pray that you do something special this Mother's Day. We know you are the God of the impossible. So God, we come on behalf of these mothers, just asking for you to do a great work in their kids' lives this week. Lord, for all of us that have mothers still alive, help us to show our mothers we appreciate them. And whether they raised us for you or they raised us and then we learned of you, Lord, I pray that you'd help us to show our moms how much we're thankful for them. Lord, we do pray that you would be magnified in the rest of our service. God, that as we discuss being fruitful this week, that we would let you change us. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. We're kind of in the middle of Judges, and we've talked about some of the truth from Judges, people doing that which was right in their own eyes, and we talked about Gideon. We spent a couple weeks talking about him. Granted, we had Mike Maynard in the midst of all that. Tonight, I'd like us to take a break from Judges, and a break, yes, it's going to be a Bible study, but in a sense, kind of a break from that. Pull your hymnal out, if you would. Pull your hymnal out and turn to number 397. Now, you'll need your Bible here in a couple minutes, but turn to hymn number 397. We're dealing with, on Wednesday nights, really, we're trying to keep this theme in mind. What is it? Being what? Fruitful. Being fruitful. So tomorrow is what day? Thursday. And what is special about tomorrow? I don't know either, except for God expects us to be what? Fruitful. You know, it's the dull days and it's the exciting days. God wants us to be what? Fruitful. And one of those ways that we need to be fruitful is by being like Him. And so I wanted to take just a couple minutes. We're going to sing through this song, okay? 397, you've got it. I'll jump down to the piano. We'll go through this and then we'll hopefully do a little study on how can I be fruitful in this aspect because of this hymn tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thursday or Friday or Saturday or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever day it is, God expects us to be fruitful. So as you've got your hymnal open there, again, it is 397 if you happen to close it like I did. 397, who is the author? Or we've got a couple different names on the top. Okay, Thomas Chrisholm. Thomas Chrisholm, his aim in writing was to incorporate as much scripture as possible and to avoid flippant or sentimental themes. So he didn't want to just write some sweet, nice song, but he wanted to get doctrine. What is doctrine? Scripture. It's the scriptural truth. Doctrine is teaching. And so he wanted to get doctrine in this song. So there are some different things we can see. Well, first of all, oh, to be like thee. Does that bring about some kind of a scripture to your mind? Brings me to 1 Peter. Makes me think of that. Right? 1 Peter, where God tells us to be like him. He is holy, and we're to be like him. 1 Peter 1, 15 and 16. But I want us to look at verse 1. Let's see here. Who wants to read verse 1 out loud? Just got to read it out loud. You don't even have to stand up. Verse 1 of 397. Sorry. Kim, go ahead. Okay, so there's three verses. This is the very first one here. And we'll look at the first kind of the first couple phrases, if you would. Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, this is my what? Constant longing and prayer. Turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. There's a reason we sing songs, and there's a reason that we want songs about the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. Galatians, what comes next? Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Galatians, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. That you put off concerning the former conversation or conduct, not just your speech, but your actions, your conversation, who you are, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And so really, he says, as he's writing this, is my constant longing and prayer. Do you think Paul thinks about that as he's writing to the church at Ephesus here? Man, he talks about that truth quite a bit at different times. We've got to put off the old and put on the new. When you got dressed for the day, you took off your pajamas, didn't you? Hopefully, right? Some of you are like, oh, I don't know, maybe I left them on. But, we took off the old and put on the new. Otherwise, we get like 30 layers of clothes eventually, right? And it looks obnoxious. Well, sometimes that's how our lives are. We just try to add Christ to it and try to cover up but keeping all of that old baggage that I've got. Well, Paul says, my longing and prayer should be to be like him, to put off the old and put on the new. This is my constant longing and prayer. God, I need you to do this. How often do we need God to do that? Once a week? Sunday's good enough? Always. Sundays and Wednesdays aren't good enough. Remember, we have to be fruitful on what day? Thursday, right? And we're not getting together tomorrow. You can't depend on the church. It's got to be my walk with God. God, this is my constant longing and prayer. And then the second phrase, or the second section of phrases there, gladly I'll forfeit all of earth's treasures, Jesus thy perfect likeness to wear. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7. So just turn, go forward a book, Philippians chapter 3, verse 7. Paul, again, writing to the church at Philippi here, says, but what things were gained to me, those I counted what? Loss for Christ. Now, I want you to think about this, and this can get close to the heart. Think about the thing that you like the most. What is your thing you like the most? I love technology. Nick, he's like, yep, that's me. I love technology. Some of you, how many of you hate technology? Excellent, excellent. Okay. Well, I still like you guys too, okay? But we all, think about, don't we all have something we really like? Something. I mean, yes, we love God. We know the spiritual answer. Yes, God, and then my spouse, and then my family. We all know the answers. But think about your heart. What is the thing that so easily comes back on that throne. Remember, we just said, this is my constant longing and prayer to be like him. Gladly I'll forfeit all of earth's treasures, Jesus, thy perfect likeness to wear. God, I'm willing to give up all of these things so I can look like you and not like these things. Now that hits home, doesn't it? That's how I'll be fruitful on Thursday. Not that I can't have my things, but if my thing, whether it's technology or whatever your thing might be, takes priority over God, then I don't look like Jesus anymore. And yet I'm too look like him. Paul said, what things I were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but what? Okay, now that's pretty yuck. When you really stop to think about what dung is, fecal matter, is my thing that I really like? If you have a baby, you remember, or you've had a baby, you remember your kid kind of going everywhere, right? And we deal with that. We've been dealing with that with Mariah here a little bit, and it's gross, right? It's like get rid of that. Do we really count the stuff I really like? Is it that repulsive to me just so I can be like Christ? Not that I have to get rid of my stuff, but that I've got to not want it that much. I enjoy the blessings God's given us because he has given us blessings and he's given us likes, but we've got to love him that much more than that. And be found in him, verse 9 says, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, verse 10, that I may know him, verse 11, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained. We're not giving this stuff up for salvation. You're our Wednesday night crowd. You know whether or not you're saved. And if you're not, you just need to get saved. But you know what the Word of God says about salvation. We're not trying to gain salvation, but I'm trying to gain Christ's likeness. I want to look like Christ. And it's got to be a constant longing and prayer. And I need to count it, all the good stuff I really like, as much as dung, so that I can be like Christ. God, I want you more than I want my stuff. I want to enjoy you more than that stuff. What is it that gets in my way? Remember, this is how we're going to be fruitful on Thursday, right? And Friday, whatever other day it is. Verse number 2. Who will read verse 2 of this song? Not everybody at once now. Wow, once again, that phrase, oh, to be like thee. But what he's saying, what Thomas is saying as he writes this, full of compassion, loving, forgiving, tender, kind. Our family devotions lately have been out of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You ask our kids, phrase by phrase, charity is. Now, Leah, it's funny when we'll ask Leah, so what is charity? And she says the most recent thing we talked about. Whether, like we were talking about evil, I think it was today. And what is charity? Evil. And no, that's not what charity is. Charity is love. Love doesn't do those evil or thinketh no evil. But really, the 1 Corinthians 13 would fit in this very well. But we'll turn right back to the book of Ephesians chapter 4 again. Ephesians, there's so many verses that talk about this. But Ephesians chapter 4 really kind of is just a quick, in a nutshell, what this verse talks about. Verse 32, and be ye kind, one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. There you go. God is love. 1 John 4:8, we could look at that. But here he says, oh, to be like thee, full of compassion. Ooh, who do I struggle being compassionate to? Or when do I struggle the most being compassionate to my kids? Right? Those of you who still have kids in the home, it's like, yep, remember that time? Today? And I mean, who is it in my life that I struggle being the most compassionate towards? Full of compassion, like God, loving, forgiving, tender, kind. This is how I'm going to be fruitful Thursday. It's about tomorrow. And then helping the helpless, the last part of this, helping the helpless, cheering the fainting, seeking the wandering sinner to find. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. I mean, there are so many truths. Each of these phrases has so many different doctrinal truths in here. He just filled this up with scriptural truth. But Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, we'll look at for right now. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. Matthew 9, verse 36 says, "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them." There again, we see that part, full of compassion. "Because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." Full of compassion, helping the helpless. That's what Jesus came for. Cheering the fainting. We aren't simply out there to help people feel good about themselves. There are some preachers out there and some well-known televangelists or television preachers who, man, they are the make-you-feel-good pastor. And it's known. Now, as much as Sundays, I hope you feel good when you leave, my purpose in preaching on Sunday is not to make you feel good. It's so that you can be, oh, to be like the Blessed Redeemer. And that's what it's about tonight. It's not just, let's leave feeling good. Now, when we're like him, doesn't God give us joy? Rejoice in the Lord always. I mean, where's that joy come from? As Pastor Bob reminded us, as David got right with God, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. I mean, being right with God is happy. Not that we've got the happiness in this world all the time, because life is tough. Anybody else attest to that? Okay. Broken heels don't feel good, or bruised up feet don't feel good that Dustin's going through, or whatever it may be in life. But we can have the joy in God as we're like him. Oh, to be like thee. Verse number 3. Who will read verse number 3? Verse number 3. Yes, go ahead, Phil. Wow. So then we've got verse 3. He starts out every one of these, I want to be like Jesus. There's a song that Karen and I have sung in the past, I want to be like Jesus. Man, that's got to be our prayer every day. How am I going to be fruitful tomorrow? By praying in the morning, God, help me to be like you. Full of compassion, all these things. But here it goes, while I am what? Do I ever? Now, this is a convicting question. Do I ever plead for God to make me like him? I mean, sometimes I ask. If you're like me, sometimes it's only sometimes, right? Because, God, I want to please you today, but, man, we spend more time fixing our hair. Some of you don't have to worry about that as much. But we spend more time fixing our hair or shaving our face or doing whatever it is in the mirror that we do to look good in the day than we do to look like God in the day. And here Thomas is saying as he wrote this, oh, to be like thee while I am pleading. God, I am pleading with you. You ever done that with one of your kids? You know, wow, I am just pleading that you would do this, whatever it may be. And that's what this author is saying. God, I am pleading with you. Would you help me be like you? Because it matters tomorrow. Wednesday nights are great. Sundays are incredible. But that's only 2 of 7 days. We have 5 other days that I need to be like Jesus, and I need to be fruitful. And the only way that I'll do this is if I am really practicing this, oh, to be like thee. There was an old phrase, and we'll get to this in a minute. While I'm pleading, pour out thy spirit, fill with thy love. Just so much truth in here. Back to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Being filled with the Spirit. The only way that I'll be like him is when he really, not that we get more of the Spirit. Once we're saved, we have the Holy Spirit came to dwell within. But that I yield to him. Fill with thy Spirit. Pour out thy spirit, fill with thy love. Make me a temple meet for thy dwelling. Now he already dwells within. If you're saved, does Jesus Christ live within you? The Holy Spirit specifically, we say, and yeah. But here, what is he saying? Make me a temple meet. What does that word meet mean? Acceptable. Help me, God, to be a temple acceptable for you to dwell in. The auditorium is a special place here at church. And granted, I'm not of the old school mentality that this is a sacred room, but there's something special about the auditorium. And even in my perspective, I want to be so careful what we do in the auditorium. Because really, yes, we meet with God everywhere, don't we? God is with us. In fact, if we're saved, God is within us. But there's something about this. But shouldn't my body be even more so than this room? Whoa. Make me a temple acceptable for thy dwelling. God, man, you dwell in me, but man, help me to be something that you're not grieved to dwell in. Grieve not the Holy Spirit, which is in you. Fit me for life and heaven above. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. I know we're looking at what the Apostle Paul said quite a bit with this song. But there's tons of other passages. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are what? Not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. My body doesn't even belong to me. Yes, now this church building, as I was working through some things and we're looking at changing some things with getting WOW Internet here, we're able to, for those of you who have been wondering, is that ever going to happen? Well, it's looking like it'll work out. And as we're going through this process, they want to know who owns this property. Well, we do, don't we? The members of Jerusalem Baptist Church own the facilities at Jerusalem Baptist Church. But who owns your body? You don't. I don't. Oh, to be like thee. While I'm pleading, pour out thy spirit, fill with thy love, make me a temple, meet for thy dwelling, fit me for life in heaven above. God, I'm not mine. I'm yours. And so then, the very last thing, we won't look at another verse. He's only got three here in the songbook, this hymnal. But the chorus, who'll read the chorus here real quick? I'll go ahead and read it with time. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art, come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my heart. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. We see this idea again. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be what? Like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he's pure. Whoa, so this truth will make a difference on what day? Thursday. That's how I'm going to be fruitful tomorrow. God, I want to be like you. I need you to make a difference in my life. Blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art, because he's pure. 1 Peter chapter 1. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy what? Fullness. Stamp thine own image deep on my heart. Colossians 3, 9 and 10. Colossians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians chapter 3. Verses 9 and 10. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. Stamp thine own image deep on my heart. This is just like Christ. I'm not doing this stuff to make people like me more. No, hopefully I'll be a better person. I know I will be if I'm like Christ, because man, he was the best person. But this is not with the motivation to make me better so people will like me more, so I can glorify God and my body, which is his, and in this world, which is his, doing whatsoever I can do. So we can be fruitful tomorrow. and Friday and Saturday and then Sunday again and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, every day of the week. Let's make this our prayer. Oh, to be like thee. Take the hymnal. Make it part of your devotions. See, there's scriptural truth in it as we dig it out. There is an old phrase that kind of became old hat and wore out. WWJD. Right? How many of you heard that phrase before? How many of you ever, it just became old hat? Right? Kind of like John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Some of these things we don't think about. But when we stop to think about what would Jesus do, that will help me to be, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer. Let's be fruitful tomorrow. Today is almost over. Let's be fruitful the rest of the day. But let's be fruitful on Thursday, because that will glorify God. Father, we thank you for your love. Help us to be fruitful by being like you. Make a difference in our lives. Make a difference in our community, because you change our life. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed.